This is Kim Taylor interviewing Sybil Lambert at her home in Brockton, Montana, February 13th, 1992. So I'd like to know a little bit more about the Ladies Presbyterian Group and the prize quilt that people are making.
The Ladies Presbyterian.
Presbyterian, mm-hmm. Okay.
And then we, in our local churches, we, like I said, we sell our quilts or make aprons, have lunch sales, mm-hmm. and then that's how we raise money for our church. And then every fall, we have it's called mission meeting, where all our churches, how many Presbyterians is there? Mission meeting. 16? I mean churches. 16?
Yeah, 27 churches.
Oh, okay. 27 churches. Okay. Then in the fall, which was always the second week in August, they meet. They invite the meetings.
Mm-hmm.
Now this year being, we call it Eagle Butte, South Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
And then our ladies, we sew quilts. They always usually say a star quilt, mm-hmm. and then but it's got to be all by hand, even around sewing around the edges, and then they have ladies there to judge, and of course I don't know how many years now we've been taking first. Sometimes it's just three quilts, and sometimes they a lot of quilts, but we do that every year.
Huh.
As long as I can remember. I remember even when I was small, my mother used to belong to the ladies' aid.
So they have like first place, second, and third.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's what we're doing now for.
And then how do they sell these quilts?
Well, last year, when they hang them up, they had like a big top, where we met the ladies, and then they hung them on all around them, that tent.
Mm-hmm.
And a lady from that local church went to buy it,
mm-hmm.
so sold it to her. That's how they do it, some of them buy it, or else someone at home already would ask, that they'd want to buy it.
Oh, I see.
But still, they take it just to show.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so that's what they do, sell them. And then the money we make, we just give it right to the
church.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, I'd like just a little bit of a background information about you personally, where you were born and raised.
I was born here, right
in
here.
In Brockton.
Lived here all my life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And when did you begin quilting?
It was after I got married. I didn't know how to sew or, at all. And I asked my sister-in-law if she would show me or make a quilt for me.
Mm-hmm.
She said it's easy. But she never did make me, and she showed me. And I thought, after that, I'd buy the material, take it down to her, she'd put the colors together, and then I'd cut them out. Of course, if I didn't know, I'd go and ask her.
Mm-hmm.
But that was probably, after I got married.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know how to sew at all.
Mm-hmm. So this would be 30 years ago, or?
Let's see.
Probably like 50.
40 years ago?
40. Well, 50s? See, I was in my 20s then.
Uh-huh.
About 40 some years ago,
mm-hmm.
I started sewing.
Mm-hmm. So you're married to Barney,
yes.
No doubt. Okay. And when did you get married?
Well, I think we are.
And when did you get married?
We got married in 1946.
1946. And how many children do you have?
I have seven.
Wow.
Okay. I have seven, and we have I always have to count. I got all my grandchildren's pictures on the wall there. But we do have three great-grandchildren.
Uh-huh.
And and have about 18 grandchildren.
So when you quilt, do you, is it a, something that you do by yourself, or do you work with some other women?
When I, for myself, I quilt myself. Mm-hmm. Sometimes my daughter helps me. Well, I got three, but Tammy, she don't quilt. That one's married to Bernice's daughter. Mm-hmm. But the other two, but that one, the older one usually helps me. Mm-hmm.
But, no, I talked to Tammy today. She said she's interested in learning.
Yeah, some words and what, but it starts, hurting her finger. And see, what I'm afraid of, they'd, get blood on the on the finger
quilt.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. But Annette, she helps me. Mm-hmm. But most of the time, I do. See, I'll tell you, these are quilt sticks I use.
Oh yeah.
See?
Uh-huh.
Like this.
So you stretch it out across that?
Like this, so we put the, we pin them. Uh-huh. Pin them here.
So if someone were to help you, like your daughter was to help you, you would do the sewing, you do the patchwork, and then she would help you quilt?
Yeah, then I put it all on there, and then put it up in here, and we just sit on one end, and that's like that. And most of the time, the quickest way is we just sew the fans like that, fan stitching.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sometimes if I take orders, and if they want it, like quilt fancy, then maybe a quilt around the diamonds or, try to make it fancy.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the time it's just a fan. To me, that's the quickest way.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I noticed that too, the fan stitching.
And then some. So they call it crazy mat stitch. They sew one like that and then like that. It does make a pretty design, but to me that takes me longer to do that than sewing the fans, which I use about five rows.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, I like to sew, quilt.
Mm-hmm.
So nowadays, now I see what they have those machines. They quilt, make them look like comforters.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's better just to, hand quilt.
Do you think the hand quilting is valued more?
Mm-hmm.
In the,
yeah.
I like it better.
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of materials do you use for your quilts?
Polyester or taffeta.
Mm-hmm.
And the satin, some of the other women use satin, but I'm allergic to satin, so I don't use satin, but taffeta I do. So it all depends on the people that ask,
Oh, so it's what they want.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But this is just polyester and cotton
blend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And is it trickier to use the taffeta than it is the cotton?
No. Well, with the taffeta, I use the pinking shears.
Oh, okay.
So otherwise it'll kind of unravel. The edges would unravel, but with those pinking shears, it cut them in half.
Uh-huh.
So I don't think it's that hard.
Uh-huh.
But with the satin, you'd have to cut strips, and then you'd have to take them and lay them face up the shiny side up like that. Otherwise, if you cut it, then some of that shiny would be turned over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because I sew, most of the women do that, sew like that. See the straight. Now this is a bias.
Mm-hmm.
This is straight. Well, you can see on here. Now this is a straight here. So I sew all the straight.
Oh, I see. Going the same direction.
Mm-hmm. And then this is a bias. So that's why I like to use a taffeta, because you can turn it over either.
You can
turn it this way.
Either side.
But then satin, you can't.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, is there a difference in value between a satin or a taffeta quilt and a cotton quilt?
Satin and taffeta, yeah, they're priced higher than
than the cotton.
Cotton. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh yes. Well, then now there is cotton. That 100% cotton they have too, but I don't care to use that. Mm-hmm. It reminds me of like burlap, you know, the 100% cotton.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you just don't like the feel of it. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I always use this. Mm-hmm. Polyester.
And where do you get your materials?
Well, since we got in Williston, how many miles that is, what, 50, 60 miles, mm-hmm. Walmart mm-hmm. sells, and, you know, real reasonable. Otherwise, we get it in Poplar or Ben Franklin's and mm-hmm. But, like now, like I was saying, Walmart, they don't have that many colors. Poplar does.
Yeah,
plus the women, you know, they know that women really sew those, so they really get the colors.
Yeah, and I noticed that they had just a few prints. Most of what they had were the bright, solid colors.
Yeah.
In Poplar.
Yeah. Some of them use the print, the small, like little, you know, little flower mm-hmm. printed. For like the taffeta and the satin, use the polyester. Because
mm-hmm.
they say it would not slip, you know, if you put on a bed.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, if you use the polyester or, taffeta.
It would just slide off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So a lot of them use that, but if I make one, I just use a plain. Mm-hmm. But it would be, mm-hmm. polyester.
So you always pretty much use the solid colors.
Mm-hmm.
You don't use mm-hmm. prints.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's prettier.
Mm-hmm.
But like I say, I could even own one. Well,
mm-hmm.
now I got this to make.
Cool. How about the age of a quilt? Does that have anything to do with the value of a quilt? Like the older a quilt gets, it becomes more valuable? Or
I think so.
Uh-huh.
I think so. I've got some, in fact, they're not finished, they're just like this here, just the star.
Mm-hmm.
I made it when my mother was living. I never completed it. And that's, it must have been about 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing, these here, you can wash them.
Yeah.
You know, and they don't fade. Colors don't fade,
mm-hmm.
but I think they value the older they get, the mm-hmm. more mm-hmm. valuable.
Mm-hmm. And what distinguishes a good quilt from a bad quilt?
I think it's just the way it's made.
Mm-hmm.
Sewing, I don't want to say.
Like the way the pieces come together.
You could tell her about the stitching, the way the stitching is.
Uh-huh.
Some of them are, I've looked at quilts of hair over in South Dakota.
Uh-huh.
Terrible stitching. Uh-huh. I'll say it, you know. But still, I guess they sell for maybe $300-$400,
uh-huh.
They just weren't.
And some of them make the diamonds so big.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it probably, like I use, if I take time, I maybe use long time, but she's 8. See, we go by this here, the center here.
Mm-hmm.
So there's 6 here. So you can imagine for the size like this and using just 4. So you can imagine those diamonds are
uh-huh.
big.
Uh-huh. So then you just end up with less color, right? When you have bigger
mm-hmm.
diamonds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. It's
So how about like the color combinations? If somebody has a particular good color combination, does that qualify as a better quilt or?
Yeah, I don't know if that's a long time ago. They like some of the women use purple and orange.
Mm-hmm.
blue. Of course, nowadays, now you can use any color, like blue and green.
Mm-hmm.
And a long time ago, I never used red and pink together.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, you know, or blue and green. But the women all have their own,
mm-hmm.
colors. But I see some of the orange and green or orange and blue.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's all. So I don't know if those are the, what do you call it? Isn't it supposed to be yellow, red, blue? The basic colors.
Red, orange, yellow.
Yellow.
Green, blue, purple. Mm-hmm. Those six colors. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I think I know a lot of times the ladies come and ask her to put colors together. But, And I noticed she's made star quilts for just by the red color of the rainbow.
I've got a color chart. I mean, I wrote the colors down. We were going to Papa that day, and it was, oh, that rainbow was so pretty, and just the colors were so clear.
Mm-hmm.
So I wrote the colors down. And what I made one.
Mm-hmm. So that's your rainbow quilt.
Rainbow quilt. And I could have changed the colors, but then just the way it laid, it was pretty. Mm-hmm. And it had that pretty lavender, purple, lavender, I guess. And it was pretty. Yes. Or any place, I always look at colors.
Mm-hmm.
Any place we go, just something, you know, they're like, pictures,
mm-hmm.
and just look at the colors.
So you're always thinking quilts in the back of your mind.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then even after I go to bed, you know, and I think if I have to make a quilt for someone, and I just think of the colors. Yeah, I do.
Mm-hmm.
Have star quilt. They get tired of me sometimes, especially when I have to set it up.
In the middle of the room.
In the dining room.
Do the colors that you choose have any particular meaning, other than just what pleases your eye?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And do you name any of your quilts?
No.
No.
Well, you got one that you've made quite a few of those. It's not the same way, but you've changed the colors on using fall colors, you all say.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, I like you. I like working with fall colors.
Mm-hmm.
But you know how the leaves turn in autumn, you know.
Mm-hmm. I noticed that the Indian women don't really go for those colors. Like, I cut this one out for our ladies that, I know they don't care too much for it, but they say, oh, it's pretty.
Mm-hmm.
But so then they like the colors like this, red and blue. And
loud colors they like, you know.
Yeah, so I noticed that.
Yeah, I do too. I like loud colors. So, how many quilts do you think you make in a year?
Gee, I don't know. I don't know. Just in
kind of comes
May?
In spurts. That one year we had this, they called the tribe up there is in joint venture and drilling oil wells with a firm that they call U.S. Energy.
Mm-hmm. Those pictures.
And how many did they want for those people that time?
Huh?
Ten?
Eight. But they wanted half. Those are all Catholic.
So she made all those. Catholic. Yeah.
In what amount of time?
Well, I don't know. She'd probably remember, but it was in a short time because they were coming up. They notified her, I think, about a week
mm-hmm.
and a half ahead of time, you know. And
mm-hmm.
they were coming up for a meeting, and the tribe wanted to present them with those quilts.
Mm-hmm.
So it took you about, of course, she got other ladies involved in it too that time, you know.
Here they are right here.
Mm-hmm. So how much time did it take you to make those?
I think
eight quilts.
I'm always sewing in a hurry.
Short time anyway.
Yeah, but maybe about not quite a month.
Uh-huh.
And in May, I made eight my son wanted 8 quilts for his basketball team. And those, I think I made in 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. 8 quilts in 3 weeks.
But it was, you know, taffed to like this.
So other than a big request like that, how many do you make in a month? Like one or two? Or?
Probably. Like now I got this one. And then a lady wants me to just stitch, not stitch, but quilt. Quilt one. And then 2 baby quilts. I have to make. And then this one here I made.
No, is that a black?
Black, yes.
Oh, that's really nice. Because the colors just jump right out.
And this one that was, I made a lady from Custer, South Dakota. And the colors she wanted was those colors. But
I can't quite tell what colors those are.
Green.
Those oh, are okay, those shades that, of green.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then on one end, she wanted 36 inches longer, so, you know, to put over the pillows.
Oh, I see.
And then...
So it's not exactly square?
No, it's, then this is a king size. King size quilt. I made the size.
Answer, Jesse, in there.
So you do quite a few commissions?
Yeah. And then this one here made a...
Oh, that's really pretty.
That was supposed to be some of the birds. Now this I made for some lady for her baby. So that's it. That's a crib size.
Looks like a pretty big crib size. Would it go on a single bed?
45, no. 45 by 60. That's usually the crib size. But this I want to try. I took a picture of that up at some museum.
And that's put together with the triangles. Huh?
Those are all, they're all diamonds.
Diamonds, yeah.
But I haven't gotten, that. Now this was at our one of the prize quilts. Some church ladies.
So that's been all, that was hand-stitched?
Yeah, everything's hand-stitched.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's really beautiful.
Yeah, so. These here. And this is another baby quilt. It looks large, but it's a 45 by 60. And now that's a different design. But they're all.
Well, I noticed that the star motif is there.
And then there, the diamonds are almost square. They're not, you know, they're not regular diamonds. Here's a taffeta quilt I made.
Oh, that's really pretty.
And this is a baby quilt. Now these are orders. This one lady wanted gold color on red.
I like that. I think that's pretty.
So I made that. And this lady wanted turquoise colors on yellow.
And that's taffeta?
And this is that one, that huge quilt. That it took me a week to quilt that. Because I have to quilt so far, then take it all off. And then
move it. So on something that's not quite as big as that, how long does it usually take to quilt?
A couple of days.
Okay, so within your family, what are some of the occasions where you would make a star quilt to give
graduation
as a gift?
For my granddaughters.
Graduation from high school?
Yeah. I had 2 granddaughters that graduated and made them each quilt. And like now, see every year now, if you have to, as long as John is in high school playing basketball, well then I'd have to I'd make one for him. Then if they, like this past year, they went, you know, all the way up to state, well then We'd have to make
quite a few.
Quite a few.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In a week, we'd have to sew in a week.
Yeah, it's amazing. How about the birth of a new baby in the family? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And weddings?
Not really. Not, I don't make them myself, mm-hmm. but I mean, if they order them.
Yeah.
I think this is going to be that's going to be a wedding gift. Mm-hmm. She wanted it in July anyway. Mm-hmm. But no, if they order. Uh-huh. Most time I just take orders.
Yeah. No, but right this minute I'm interested
in the family.
Gift giving within the family. Yeah, mm-hmm. other than commission for just right now. And how about like funeral or something like that? Not necessarily. Mm-hmm. Okay. But those would be things that might be commissioned from you, right?
Yeah.
A wedding gift or mm-hmm. something, a quilt for a funeral or something like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or a baby quilt too, because you showed me pictures of
baby quilts. Yeah, for a newborn baby. In fact, I have made my grandchildren when they're, babies, when they're born. Sometimes, well, I wait till after they're born.
And, uh-huh. And then you give them a star.
Yeah, otherwise I put them on yellow, so it'd either be for girl or boy.
Uh-huh. Okay, now some of these questions I'm going to direct at you, Barney. And who presents a quilt when you have a giveaway?
Like at,
well, they
you
usually
mean basketball or when they...
Well, because now
like at celebrations or powwows.
Yeah, because they're separate things, right? Mm-hmm. But do they call them...
MC, no. They call them MCs, after ceremonies.
Uh-huh. They have...
Okay, so that's what their role is.
Like all during at the district tournament and at the divisional tournament, at the state tournament, they ask me to MC the, the star quilt giveaway.
Mm-hmm.
So I just told them a little bit of history about, why we're doing it and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. And that's what this is here, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
Background.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Well, then who would do it at, say, like the Iron Ring celebration this weekend?
Well, they have regular MCs. They got somebody that they hire to, and they call them announcers.
Uh-huh.
And they would do the MCing for whoever. Or else a family will pick a certain person that they would want them
to
MC
do
for them. Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. And... So now I kind of would like you to describe to me what goes on. Like, we'll talk about the basketball game because that's what's really unique mm-hmm. to this area. And my sense is that it's the, like Sybil would make a quilt for her grandson
mm-hmm.
To give away to someone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I want to know who he would give it to and why. And then the process, like, do they have, is this during halftime where they do this?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just present
all
the quilts?
Well, it's usually between the championship game and the semifinal game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
a tournament.
For third and fourth and mm-hmm. the championship game, it's usually in between there,
Mm-hmm.
But then as far as them, giving it to different individuals, why, that's really up to them, up to, like if they're giving away in honor of their son, it'd be up to their son to designate, one of the players, or from another team, or possibly one of the coaches, or else maybe somebody from, just a spectator too, that possibly they've been friends with, or they've met, or that they know, through basketball and like that, I mean it. So it's all up to the individual that they're honoring, whoever wants to give it to,
Okay.
Or else if he's got a friend up here, he's been good friends with somebody maybe from Freud or Medicine Lake or Sydney, or they'll give it to his, well, they present it to to the parents.
Not to the,
to the parents, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's how they do that. It's all up to the person that they're on, you know, whoever he designates to give it to.
So then their name would be called out?
Mm-hmm, sure.
And then the family would come?
The parents of the boy's name, they'd say. Uh-huh. The parents of the...
Uh-huh. I would say, would like to present the quilt to the parents of that boy, uh-huh. You know. Then they would come with okay. The boy.
And well, that's why you can see where they're, you know.
But then they would take the quilt, they would give it to the, you know, give it to the parents.
They put it on their...
Yeah.
Usually their mother, you know, put it on. Uh-huh. When we get the list of the coaches, and then you pick whichever one, you know, that we want to give for our sons.
Mm-hmm.
And then another thing we used to do, we used to all get together and make sure that one quilt wasn't the same color, that each one was a different color.
Oh, that's interesting.
So, that time, the boy would walk to play, our sons would walk out, their grandsons, carrying the quilt, and then like that, lay them on the floor, mm-hmm. And then the person that was, you know, telling about it would call the coaches. I don't know how many years we gave the coaches. Of course, now it's all different. They do it different. They give it to the parents.
Uh-huh. So how many quilts would they give away at one basketball game?
Well, usually 10 or 12. Because
mm-hmm.
Usually when, like, if they go to a tournament or something, they'll take 10 of their main players and probably two alternates.
Mm-hmm. And each player would have one.
And besides that, now each cheerleader will give one away. Oh. So that's another one. See, we had four of them.
Four, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then we had two managers, so even the managers are giving them away now, mm.
So when did the cheerleaders start doing this?
Let's see.
Oh, gee whiz, I don't know.
I think it started when, we talked about that one time, Josephine was in her daughter. How many years ago?
20 years ago.
Lyle's sister. I mentioned about
15,
that.
15, 20 years
15,
ago.
15, 20 years
like
that. Ago. That the cheerleaders started to.
And as I can see here, it had been going on maybe 20 years before that basketball players.
to this one boy, that was Dennis.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, this tradition just goes on way back, you know, it always did happen.
Mm-hmm.
The Indian people are great ones for honoring their, mm-hmm. you know, their children or their relatives or whoever, you know, in anything.
Mm-hmm.
Just like I think I got an air where we got an air where in the old days when there was still wars going on, you know, like if they came back and won a victory, you know, in a war, when they would come and they would honor them.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
They would give a bunch of stuff away in their honor, you know. And that's how that all started. But now, today, modern times, it's star quilts, you know.
So it's a
but in those days, they gave away horses and whatever they could, you know, in their honor, you know. Probably meat and buffalo hides, and of course, mm-hmm. in those days, those things were valuable, I guess. You know.
Mm-hmm.
But something that was valuable to them, they would give away in their honor, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they went out and stole horses from the enemy and brought them back, you know, they would, man, they would have a big deal over that too, you know. And just something that they did that was really something great, you know, it'd be great to them, you know, I mean, they would really get out and honor them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's as far as, I guess, as far as the Indian people could remember back, you know, I mean,
Well, and the honor
it always did happen, yeah.
The honor is in giving.
Yeah, yeah, right? Yeah.
Giving away.
Yeah.
Something.
Like, remember, I used to have, was it a peace pipe?
Yeah.
Remember, I had it somehow on the wall. Mm-hmm. And when, of course, he died a couple of years ago, he came and he told us to put that away. He said, anybody can come in and say, I like that. And he said, you'd have to give it to them. So that's
see, that's another tradition that the Indian people have. If you go visit, you know, one of your Indian friends and if there's something hanging on a wall, or if they see something that, oh, gee, I like that, you know. Mm-hmm. The guy, people will get up and we'll give it to them. Mm-hmm.
Here. This is, see, I didn't mean to say it. Well, anyway, this here is on my niece in Rapid City.
Uh-huh.
It was on the wall like this. And I said, oh, that's pretty. And you know, I never even thought, here goes her son-in-law.
I said, gee, that's pretty. And I was asking who made it and all. And here, we were talking. Here, he tapped me, well, someone tapped me on the shoulder. I turned around. He had that and he gave it to me. I was so embarrassed. But like that, you know, I just.
So, this is what they usually tell you, you know, like she's telling one of the older and it's, she had that peace pipe up there and he says, you better put that away, you know. Because if somebody ever comes and says they like that, you're going to have to give it to them.
And then that
so
was given to me
says,
by
never, something that's real valuable, he said, never, you know, never put it up on your wall or, you know, because if they come and say, I like that, it's going to have to go. But Indians are great ones for that, you know, giving things away, either in honor of somebody or, you know, whatever. You know. These celebrations. You've been at the celebrations?
We're going this weekend to the Iron Ring.
Mm-hmm. You'll see a lot of that, people donating, you know. Each one has a turn, each one has a time when they donate, you know.
And is this kind of a continual process during
the
celebration?
During the day, yeah, mm-hmm. During the day. Mm-hmm. They have all their giveaways during the day. And they dance at night. And like if somebody gets out there and is dancing for the first time, you know, they'll go up there and their parents will probably donate something valuable for the first time that that person is dancing, you know. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's...
So what other things are given away besides star quilts? I know they have the blankets, the Pendleton blankets.
It's mostly blankets, mm-hmm. You know, star quilts and Pendletons. And of course, a lot of these people will give, like the mothers are the ones that will usually, you know, pick who to give to. And a lot of them will give the material away.
Materials, shawls,
and like washcloths.
You know, just towels,
yeah,
washcloths,
and mm-hmm. stuff like that. You know,
what they do is they'll have all that, and then they just pass that out.
Mm-hmm.
Material.
Just pass it all out to the visitors.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm. But the other sometimes. Once in a great while, they give away horses, remember?
Of course, that was they don't. I very seldom see that anymore. You know,
mm-hmm. Remember Gishnam and I think Lena's father, and they gave horses. They, you know, bring a horse into that arbor or arena, what you call it, where they're dancing.
Mm-hmm.
And they tell them they're giving to.
A lot of them give away money, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They'll honor
mm-hmm.
somebody by. See, what they'll do is. They'll sing them an honor song, and that family has to get out there and dance, you know, during that honor song. And the people that they're, and the person that they're honoring, that they're going to give away for, sometimes they'll have money pinned all over, you know, spills, you know, and pick certain people to come up and get those, you know.
So how is the star quilt used and displayed
They throw them out on the ground.
No, I mean after they're given away. How do people use these blankets? These
Well, that's up to them.
I didn't know.
A lot of them, you'll hear a lot of them say, "Well, I'm not going to use this. I'm going to put this on display in my house." You know. But they, a lot of them will say, "Well, stay warm during the winter." You know.
I suppose some of them use them and then some don't. I don't know.
Are they used for any ceremonial purposes? The star quilt.
Well, I think the star quilt is, you see them no matter what, you know, no matter what kind of celebration, what kind of powwow, what kind of ceremonies going on. You'll see the star quilt. Because, I guess, because it's supposed to be one of the valuable things. You know? And that's what they give away, is something that's valuable, you know, or used, you know, right there. So it's kind of used in just about everything, I guess.
Do you see it as a symbol of a particular tribe, the star quilt?
Well, the Fort Peck tribe is known for star quilts. And each tribe, I don't know, each tribe is known for something, you know. And like here, Fort Peck tribe is known for giving away star quilts, you know.
Well, Barney, I think it's the Sioux.
It's the Sioux.
Fort Peck, yeah.
Well, in South Dakota, they do that, all the Sioux.
Well, not so much star quilts. They don't give star quilts, but not like they do here. I mean, here it is. Star quilt's a big thing here.
Yeah.
You see them in other reservations, but they don't really give that much, you know.
Yeah. Well, I've seen them just outside of Missoula, but they don't have the giveaways like they do here. It's not the same at all. But I know in North and South Dakota, it's kind of similar with Fort Peck, but I don't think they have the basketball games.
I know in South Dakota, they...
They'll give away things like handmade things over there.
And I notice it never, maybe once in a while, a complete quilt. It's usually just the top.
Oh, really?
Remember, like, my niece, like, they were having a naming ceremony.
I noticed that one time there that people were giving away, like, handmade, what you call them, purses? With a strap on,
yeah.
You know? But made out of buffalo hide. Some of the furs, buffalo fur, is still on there, you know. Out of that, they'd make some kind of design on that person, like a buffalo head or, you know, whatever. But stuff like that they give away, you know, or else, you know, some kind of necklace, something.
Medallions.
Or a form of a necklace, or, you know.
So the different areas are known for what they give away.
Yeah.
And here it's the star quilt.
Here it's the star quilt. It's kind of a big thing here.
What does the symbol of the star mean?
The star? Well, you got me there. You know, I really don't know. That's one thing I never thought about.
Because I know here, the ladies, they'll say the missionary. Missionary women, I guess, were the ones that brought that design here. And the quilting was Minister Reverend Red Lightning. He was our minister for 17, 18 years. His wife, they came from South Dakota. And my mother used to tell that his wife was the one that showed the ladies that fan stitch quilting.
But did they already have the star design?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So that was in the way before. So I don't know. I really don't know that. Or the meaning of it. Imagine, I don't know. I just don't be the older people, I suppose. Down this way, there's hardly any old, you know, old people now. They're all gone. So I don't know.
So do you think that there's a greater demand for the star quilt now than there was 10 or 20 years ago?
I think so.
So it's not anything that's going to disappear?
I think so.
I really don't think so.
Especially now, like the non-Indians, you know, they really...
You know, if there's something going on, you'll find people going around looking for star quotes. You know, they can pick up a few here and there.
Just like, what's for you came, I got a call, Jackie called. She wanted to know if I had it. Have a star quilt on hand. I said, I don't even have the regular star quilt. So now that was for a gift to give to her daughter's boss. It's like that, you know, she called from Ashland. That's on the Cheyenne Reservation. Well, she's originally from here, but she's married down there. That's what she wanted it for a gift.
Anything like a gift, you know, for a friend or somebody that you're good friends with, they'll usually go with the star quilt to give them as a gift, you know. So, I think the star quilt, that'll be around for a long time.
That's really all I have for questions, unless there's anything that you like to add.
I think you find that interesting, though.
The article? Yeah, I want to read this. So I just want to thank you for the interview.
But then, like I say, you know, if you're going to the Iron Ring Celebration, you're going to feel safe. You get a first-hand look at what, you know, the donations are, you know, I mean, it's interesting, but then again, you have so many of them doing, you know, giving away like that, it kind of gets boring later on, though, you know, but to see, you know, if you've never seen it before, why, it'll be
interesting. Yeah, it's pretty new to me.
But to us, you know, we see it, you know, celebration after celebration and basketball game after basketball game, you know. But then we still think it's something because it's our tradition, you know.
Like that time you went to Washington, D.C.?
Yeah.
Is it Marley's?
Yeah.
Office. I got that. She said there was a star quilt on the wall. Here he told his secretary.
Melcher. It was Melcher. When Melcher was a senator. He we went to his office. And of course, I know he was presented that star quilt because she made it. But then it had something to do with all the reservations on what each... What is a star point?
It's here. But then I made, see, I didn't like that. That don't look like a teepee.
Yeah, it does.
So I made it like this. You know, made it so it came like that. Each one, eight of them, and then piece
this, like this represents the seven reservations.
Eight.
Well, with the Port Washakie Reservation, Wyoming.
So this was presented in behalf of all of those reservations?
Yeah, all these reservations. And this here is where they're all supposed to be camped like this in a circle, and then this is supposed to be a bonfire. And this is what they're talking about is peace pipe, you know. And when we made that trip to Washington D.C., we had to see him. Walked in his office there. Here I looked up, and here was a squid thing. I was telling these people, I said, I didn't wear that quilt. I said, my wife made that quilt. So it is really something to see. But he had it hanging right above his desk, you know, right behind his desk, you know.
And that was, it was Taffeta.
Oh, it was.
That one that he was talking about.
Okay, I'm just going to shut this off. Okay, thank you.